Now, this is going to knock your socks off. How would you like to hear that same overture played on the piano? Well, some years ago, there used to be a musician called Glenn Gould, a Canadian, who used to play Bach. His favorite thing in all the world was Bach. And he would play Bach in such perfect detail that you could hear all the inner voices. So now the Wagner overture has a lot of counterpoint. I mean, there is very important counterpoint where he combines three themes, but from beginning to end there is all sorts of complexity there, where Wagner has lots of little melodies running up and down, which you would imagine was going to be impossible to play on a piano. But for Glenn Gould, counterpoint was just bread and butter. He would play the piano as though he had 25 fingers, and he could emphasize any inner thread at will. So here is Glenn Gould, who loved Wagner, playing the Meistersinger overture on the piano. He plays it a bit slowly, obviously, because it's so complex and he wanted every little detail to stand out, but he manages to pull it off, and it's almost better than hearing it played by an orchestra.
Thank you.
If you saw the movie Amadeus, you would be familiar with this piece, which Salieri describes as being almost perfect. And it is from a serenade called the Gran Partita that Mozart wrote. He wrote lots of these things for amateur minstrel bands to play outside the windows of the aristocracy. So this is the slow movement of the Gran Partita, which is serenade number 10. And the first I'm going to play a version with authentic instruments with Christopher Hogwood and his group. And then in the middle, I'm going to cross over to a version that was actually played in the movie, which is by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, who played at a slightly higher pitch. And at the point where I cross over, I have a loud beep so that you can tell. It happens at about the 1 minute and 50 seconds mark. Actually, I take it back because I have to add the length of this introduction. So it's at the 3 minutes and 10 seconds mark, more or less.
Thank you.
next track is actually two arias from Bach. The first one is from a cantata, and the second one is from the Mass in B minor. He actually took an aria from a cantata and converted it into a part of the Mass, the Lamb of God, the Agnus Dei. So first here we have a little bit of the aria from the cantata. Now we have the Agnus Dei from the B minor Mass. Actually, you can hear that the aria has been really improved and tightened up and made actually more logical, if it's possible to say that Bach wrote two cantatas, two arias, one of which was more logical than the other. And actually, here it is, and this is happening here.